In part one of the Pocahontas County School Superintendent's May Report to our listeners, Terrence Beam explained just what is the school system's 10-year Comprehensive Educational Facilities Plan, also called the CEFP, and he emphasized that developing it will be a community effort through a CEFP committee, which will be community-driven. In the second part of his report, Beam talks about what the CEFP means for the future of the Pocahontas County Schools and about this year's major improvement project funds that they have applied for from the School Building Authority.
Now, the purpose of doing a CEFP is also for funding. The SBA, the School Building Authority, is the one who really initiated this whole process of a CEFP because they wanted each county to determine what their needs were for the school system. So when you go to the SBA and you ask for funds, they want to know, is this a priority of the community? Is this something that is just spur of the moment, or is this something that you all have thought about and decided this is what you need to do for your school system? And if those are the things that we go to the SBA for, then it gives you a better opportunity to seek funding. Part of this process is also going to be coming up with a plan on how the local community provides some financial support to this plan, because we cannot expect, and it will not happen, where the SBA will just simply write a check for everything that we want. We have to have some skin in the game, for lack of a better term, as to some local share funds. And the committee will have to decide how we're going to obtain those local funds. That's part of this process. So we sought out community members that we knew would be very interested in it. I took a lot of phone calls. We did not turn down anybody who wanted to be on this committee. So we did not pick and choose this committee. They kind of picked and chose us. I'll give you an update on our first night at the high school in July. We probably will not be meeting throughout the summer because it's really hard in the summer to get everybody together. But we want to kick this thing off now while we have the opportunity. Just a very quick little reminder, on June 17th, which is a Monday, 2 weeks from this coming Monday, the SBA will announce their MIP awards. These are major improvement projects. The last two summers, we've received money from the SBA. 2 years ago, we got money for the high school to replace the septic system, which has been completed, and the water tank, which is being done as we speak. And last year, we received funding for Green Bank Elementary Middle School for several projects that needed worked on there. Part of that was the roof. Part of it was a fire alarm system, a sprinkler system, those kinds of things. We are actually going back this year to seek additional funding for Green Bank because we only received half of what we asked for last year. So we're going back this year to ask for the other half so we can get the rest of the roof replaced at Green Bank. And we'll know something about that immediately. We'll know on June 17th whether we're getting funding or not. So at our first board meeting in July, we'll be able to make that announcement.
As soon as the schools forward us a copy of the names and committee assignments of the members of the CEFP committee, we will post it at the end of this story on our website, www.AlleghenyMountainRadio.org. Tim Walker, Allegheny Mountain Radio News.